Welcome to Uncommon Real Estate, where it's all about finding creative solutions for real estate agents and investors. In exclusive mastermind conversations with some of the brightest minds in real estate, you'll learn how to earn an extra six figures a year. Don't follow the herd. Be uncommon. Here are your hosts, multi-millionaire real estate agent and investor, Chris Craddock and Jeff Seyfright.
Today, we are going to be discussing the DISC profile because a lot of you have been asking about it. Well, in all seriousness, I don't know if you've been asking about it or not, but we're going to talk about it. It's going to be good. I continue to use it, learn from it. I was telling Chris the other day, I'm going to start having my potential clients take a DISC profile test to determine whether or not we should work together. But in all seriousness, Chris, go ahead and let's jump into this and let's learn how we can use it as an effective tool. And instead of choosing which clients we decide to work with, ultimately, how can we change our approach to meet them where they are?
Yeah. So today we'll do a brief overview of what the DISC profile is and how we use it. And then we'll jump into one of the profiles. And actually, I have to admit, it's so funny. I don't get starstruck very easily. I've met a bunch of celebrities and a bunch of people that, I don't know. It's just weird. I don't get starstruck very easily, but I was at an event a couple of weeks ago and the guy who created the DISC profile was there and I was giddy because I literally talk about the DISC profile all the time. Understanding the DISC profile has probably made me hundreds of thousands, if not probably millions of dollars by understanding how people on that DISC profile think. And so, yeah, I love it. It's like a Myers-Briggs for those that don't understand, haven't seen it. It's like Myers-Briggs, DISC. There's four separate personality styles. And if you can identify what the main style is and what kind of, to use the Enneagram word, what the wing is, like what their second one is, I really, really, really do think that there's just a lot of power to it. So yeah.
Absolutely. Chris, what are your profiles?
So DISC, I am a, see, it's funny because it depends on when you'll catch me. When I take it, sometimes I'm a high D with a subset of an I, and sometimes a high I with a subset of a D. And it's really, really interesting because depending on how I'm feeling, sometimes my goals are more important to me and I'll run over people that I care about, people in my life, in order to accomplish those goals. And that's when my D is high and then the I is below that. And then there's other times where the I is higher. And honestly, Jeff, you and I have had these conversations and I've had these conversations with so many agents on our team. And it's so interesting because then it'll be, and you'll see this a lot with salespeople. And this is where I let the team down is when my eye will be higher and there'll be less accountability on stuff. People will miss. Salespeople just hate admin work, like just hate it. And as a leader, you've got to hold people accountable. But oftentimes it's your friends. I know you and I have had this conversation, Jeff. I have this conversation with almost every salesperson where it's like, the admin stuff doesn't get done. And listen, I struggle with the admin stuff too. But the reality is, there needs to be stronger matrix on it. But if your eye is high at that point in time, you let things go that you probably shouldn't let go, where it's like, no, this is really important. And so like, it's just interesting. Depending on the day, depends on how I react to goals that I have and goals that other people have in my life. And sometimes I'm just like a total punk and will run over people. And sometimes I'm a total pushover and will just let things go. And honestly, I do think that understanding both of those and being right there in the middle where you value relationships over dollars, relationships over goals, but you also know that the goals and the systems that you have in place are so important that you can't just let them go and not worry about them.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm similar, right? So I'm a D and an I. It also depends on which zone or mode I'm operating in. So when it comes to business, I tend to be more the higher D with subset I. In my personal relational life, I'm an I with subset D. Also, when I'm relaxed, I can fall more into my I. When I'm under stress and pressure, fall more into my D. In my personal life, when you make me mad, the D comes out very quick. But on the business side, when everything is good and everything's going great, like the I can start taking over, like you're saying, and things can start slipping. So understanding how those dynamics can work and things are also good, especially when we're talking to clients, when you're like, man, I thought I really knew this client. Well, but now you got a home inspection that came back, or you got an appraisal problem that came back, and now they flipped over to whatever their office, whatever their wing or subset is something to recognize as well. But so let's go through some of them and tell us a little bit more what they are and how we can use them, Chris.
Yeah. And it's funny. There's been a couple times, and just a couple times in through our friendship, where I've seen you get really upset and like the D comes out, like the comes out, and it's like, all right, break it down. We're good.
So, yeah.
Yeah. It's
absolutely.
It's funny, but I think it happens to all of us with that, where I just had that today where that came out on my side for sure, which is probably why you hear I'm a little hoarse right now. Anyway, all right, so let's jump.
Are all of your kids alive?
Well, the children are all alive. Like, they're all alive. So it wasn't with the children. So, but man, we just got some stressful things going on with just business. It just a lot of things are converging right now. So adds, like you said, adds the stress, which the high D pops out and then whatever. But anyway, so yeah, let's jump into it today. Let's talk a lot more about the high D, how to win and how to lose with a high D personality. So D is like decisive, driven. One of the things that we talk about all the time is that in sales that you need, there's a certainty gap. Jordan Belfort in The Way of the Wolf, which say whatever you want about his personal life, he's probably not good at life, but he's definitely a good salesperson. Just from what we see, maybe he's good now. I don't know him personally, don't want to judge, but I will tell you this, regardless of everything else, don't throw, because somebody has had a rough go with other things in life, don't throw away the baby with the bathwater. I'll tell you, my man knows how to sell, and there's a lot to learn from somebody, you know, in their genius zone. And he is super good in his genius zone. But he talks about In the Way of the Wolf, which is a great book that I recommend everybody check out when you get a chance. If you're in sales, he talks about the straight line selling and the certainty gap, right? And so when you look at the different styles, they need more or less certainty to feel ready to go forward. So the high D personality is going to be more straight from the gut, right? If their gut reaction says this is good, they're ready to go. They don't need all the data. They don't need all the analytics. It's helpful. It'll inform their gut. But if you are able to get everything together, you're going to get a lot of the data, a lot of the analytics are not going to be necessary for high D personalities to say, let's move forward. Now, how do you lose with a high D personality? Don't get to the goal quick enough. And so I tell this story a lot. My sister is also a high D personality. And so when she was buying a house in the early 2000s, before I was a real estate agent, she called a real estate agent friend of ours, who's a high S personality, all in the systems, right? And so he was like, okay, I want you to submit your budget to me. I want you to submit all of these things, like just all of these, this process to walk through. And with the high S personality, dealing with the high D personality, he was talking to her the way that he would want to be talked to, right? And she was like, screw that, I want my house. Like high D personalities, like they want what they want, and they want it yesterday. And let's be honest, most entrepreneurs are a little bit like that, right? And so she talked to him, smiled, nod, yeah, this is great. And then immediately hung up the phone, called my uncle and said, hey, who do you know who's a real estate agent? I see a house that I want to go look at today. And literally found another real estate agent, went and put an offer in the house that afternoon, right? So the other real estate agent who was wanting to walk her through his process, through the S process, which all S's would be like, yes, a process. This is great. A D like, no, this is not great. I want what I want. And I want it yesterday. If you don't give it to me, I'll find somebody that will. And that's what happened. So it cost him probably about 15 grand in commission because of the fact that he didn't know how she operated, that he didn't recognize the high D personality there. And so one of the tools that those of us that are high D personalities need to recognize. I quote this to myself all the time. And Jeff, I've probably quoted this to you about 1,000 times because I know the high D is there. We want what we want yesterday, right? And so it's always success is sequential. It's not simultaneous. Success is sequential. It's not simultaneous. And it's hard for me because for years, I started making a lot more money, but then so much was going to the government, so much was paying off stuff. I had so much deferred maintenance, all this other stuff years ago, and it was just taking me so long to get where I wanted to be. I'm like, I'm making so much, but it seems like I'm just catching up right now. And I remember hearing that phrase, success is sequential, it's not simultaneous. And I wanted it all right then. And the crazy thing was, it just took a little bit of extra time, more than I thought. But then once it hit, it all just pops together. So it was like probably about three years down the road where everything was paid. That snowball just boom, opened up and we hit the hockey stick and everything was great. But as a high D personality, that's not how I like to run. So I had to have that coach step in and just say, Chris, success is sequential. One thing after another, just stack it. In one day, it'll all pop. And so when I started believing that, slowing down, it allowed me to lower my anxiety, and then it all did pop. So anyway, I just did a lot of talking right there. So Jeff, do you have some thoughts on that? Or
yeah, no, I think it certainly makes sense. And I think the one thing that I would say, because yeah, I can concur with that in a lot of ways. Obviously, you said so yourself, but one of the things I'm just thinking of a recent client that I had who was a high D, but also wanted all the information, right? And he wanted all the information. He wanted the processes. He wanted everything. And it's funny because he wanted that yesterday too, right? And so he wanted his house sold. We ended up getting an offer on it for more. It was one of the luxury townhomes. And it was an interior row unit, right? So it was not an end unit, but we still sold it for $20,000 more than any other townhome had sold in the neighborhood. And there'd been a couple that had sold recently. But he didn't care, right? Because I didn't give him the numbers. I didn't give him all of the information. And in that situation, I misread the situation because, like I said, he was a high D, right? Everything about him said high D. And so I just went out, I sold the house, I got him the contract, I got him everything he wanted. However, it wasn't everything that he wanted because he wanted information. He wanted the systems and the processes and he wanted to know everything else. And he didn't care that we sold us, you know, that we had a contract for or an offer for his house that was $20,000 above anything else because we didn't give him all the other numbers. And again, this was a really weird situation, but we ended up losing the client because we didn't get him, you know, information, right? So I guess I'm just throwing a little bit of caution there as well to, or along the same lines of knowing and reading your client well to know what it is that they want. So like with your sister, she didn't care about systems. She wanted a house, right? But at the same time, sometimes they can be that high D, but then they also want that. They got that subset, right? So he definitely wasn't a DI. He was what? DS. Oh.
Well, one of the things I'll throw out there is sometimes C's can disguise themselves as D's because C's, when people, well, I'll ask you, Jeff, because heck, you're in ministry for a long time, so you dealt with people forever, just like I did. When people get high anxiety, like how do they tend to react? What would you see when people's anxiety level would go up? How would they react?
Well, they overreact. They're sharp. They're short. They're sometimes abrasive, right?
Yeah, which a lot of times is makes us think that somebody that's a high C is a D, because what causes a C, and we'll go deep into the C profile later, but what causes a C to feel fearful is if they don't feel like they have all the data, if they're flying blind, if they, like the high C personality is the one that'll show up to their college midterm with 14 Scantrons just in case, like they spill water on 13 of them. And then they have like 25 number two pencils just in case 24 of them break, Right. So, man, I just saw a cicada fly right across your screen.
Yep.
Which, if you're not here in the DC area and you're watching the video, we are infested with cicadas. And one big boy just flew across the screen. That was crazy. But yeah, so for C's, they just want to, C's tend to be the most fearful of all of the personality profiles. And so for C's, if they don't have the data, the anxiety goes up. And when the anxiety goes up, you'll think that they're a D because they'll just come so hard at you. And honestly, a lot of times you'll see the jokes about the Karens, you know, the ones that are calling the manager. A lot of times those are like Ds, but a lot of times they're also Cs because you'll see, especially women that are worried about their family or their kids and nesting a little bit, just in whatever, and their anxiety will go up, especially high C. I've seen that a lot where they'll lose their mind a little bit on it. And then you think it's a high D personality. You'll see guys situations where they get stressed, where they don't feel like they have the information. I'm just talking from personal experience when I've seen people with a high C act like a D, and it tends to be because of the anxiety on that. So let's talk through selling to a high D personality. I know we've just got a couple minutes left. So let's talk through selling to a high D personality. I know, Jeff, you're in houses every day talking to folks. When you know that you've recognized that they're a high D personality, what do you do differently in that situation? If somebody's a high D, then we're going to want that. You're not going to want to go through the whole listing presentation, all of the nitty gritty. You don't need to share as much. You need to be faster and to the point. They're probably going to be checking their watch. They're going to want to be done. As soon as you got them, stop talking, because high D's are the ones where you talk yourself into the sale, but then you'll talk yourself out of the sale. So especially for somebody like me and somebody like Jeff, who's a high I as well, I don't know if any of you guys have been in this situation, feel free to send a message here, because I would love to hear what you guys think about that. But you guys, as high D's, we'll talk or high I's, we'll talk ourselves into the sale, and then we'll keep talking and then talk ourselves out of the sale. So you want to make the sale. As soon as you know that you've made the sale, you want to stop talking, get them to sign, and get out of their hair. Feel free to jump in whenever you're ready. So with that said, what I would just say next is the high D, get in, sell, get out. If you're giving too much details, they're going to be annoyed by that, and they're just going to feel like you're overselling them. You don't want to do that. But again, remember, the high D and the high C will oftentimes disguise themselves as a high D. And sometimes you're going to get the person that is both a D and a C. And at that point, oh man, it was really, really, really difficult, because they want their answers. They want it quick. And if you don't give them a ton of information and a ton of it decisively, quickly, then if you talk too much, if you ramble too much, which sometimes I do, I'm sorry for everybody that's listening for the fact that I ramble at times. But if you give them that, then they'll get annoyed and it's, you know, game over. So that's the key with a high D personality. Okay, cool. So we'll keep going for the next couple minutes. We'll probably end just a little bit early today, because I don't want to jump too far into the other profiles, just because I think it's really important for us to know each one. So here's the question. You're on a phone call, you're pre-qualifying somebody, and you realize they're a high D personality. What do you do to prepare for the list? Let's just call it a listing agreement. How do you prepare for that? What I would say is get all of your comps, get all of your numbers, be able to walk in, and literally you should be able to just have your cheat sheet. So you can pull it out if they want to see everything, but you have your cheat sheet. You shorten your presentation by a lot. And you just get the informative numbers so that you can just say, okay, so here's what the square footage of your house. Here's what these other houses are selling for. This is what their square footage is. Price per square foot is here. I think that your house, because of that, I think that your house will sell well. you always want to know what they think and they want, right? So before, during your pre-qualification piece, you always want to ask them, how much will their house sell for? Because a high D personality, if they think their house is going to sell, let's just use 400 as a range, just an average number nationwide. So if they want to sell for 400, and then all of a sudden you walk in and you tell them you think it's going to sell for 350, they're going to be pretty upset and pretty annoyed. They may not tell you about it. They may just internally roll their eyes, but you've lost them, right? So if they say 400, when you ask how much do you want to sell for, they say 400, then you're able to walk in and you say, hey, I know you want to sell for 400. Here's what this sold for. Here's what this sold for. Here's what this sold for. Price per square foot of this one is this. Price per square foot of this one is this. Price per square foot of this one is this. Yours is here. If we sold at 350, price per square foot would be equal. If we sold it at 375, it'd be this much. If we sold at 400, it'd be this much. How do you see your house comparing to those? The high D personality wants to make the decision themselves. They don't want you telling them what to do. So you're able to give them all the facts. You're able to look at the pictures of the other houses, ask how they compare, and then ask them what they want to do. They want to be in charge. They want to be in control, but they also want to know that you're stuck and are going to lease it. Boom. All right. So that is how you win with a high D personality on a listing, on a buy side. You're going to want to hear what they have to say. That's really, really, really important, is to know what they want. Walk in, say, this is how I can get you what you want. This is how we can find you off markets. This is what we're going to do. No, they want to know that somebody is leading them well, but also not telling them how it's done, right? So they still have control. They still feel good about the fact that you're not ordering them around. But again, mirror and mash it. You want to, if they're a high D, you need to speak to them like a high D, right? Because people like people that are like them. So that's the deal there. We can dive into it. If anybody has any questions, please post it on the Facebook wall. I'd be happy to talk more about that. But yeah, so we talked about high D. Next week, we're going to, I can't remember who we're interviewing. I think on Tuesday. On Thursday, we're going to talk about the I personality and how to win with the I personality. On D, remember, you're always talking about the outcome. On I, where we'll go through how to win with the I personality and how to lose with the I personality. I promise you, this has probably made me hundreds of thousands of dollars over the years in making sales that I wouldn't have made if I didn't recognize these personality profiles. With that said, if anybody on here is listening, I do charge about $3,000 a month for coaching. I promise you, I do not want to upsell you. I do not want to sell anything at a higher, like anything like that. But I'm happy to do a free coaching session with anybody. The only thing I ask in return is that you give our company a Google review and you give Uncommon Real Estate, the podcast, a 5-star review as well. So if you give us a 5-star review on both of them, I will 100% free coaching call, free coaching session with you and just say how this has worked. And I promise you, I will no way upsell, no way ask for more, whatever. Just dive into your business and see if there's anything that I can see right off the bat that'll make you $10,000 more, $20,000 more, $50,000 more, just by small little tweaks or areas where I think that you can level up. So happy to do that. A free half hour coaching session with no strings attached. And I promise you, no upsell. So with that said, please, please, please do that. Even if you don't want the coaching session, please give us that. And until then, we will catch you next time. Feel free to join our Facebook group, Uncommon Real Estate. If there's any topics you'd like us to talk about or discuss, or anybody that you'd like us to interview, please let us know. And we'll make sure that we do that as a way to serve you guys. In the meantime, get out there, kick butt. Remember, imperfect action trumps perfect inaction any day of the week. And I will see you next time. See you guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Uncommon Real Estate. Subscribe to the podcast to stay up to date with the latest mastermind conversations from Chris, Jeff, and other uncommon real estate industry leaders. If you love this podcast, please write us a review. And to fast track your real estate career, go to chriscraddock.com.